This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian-backed fighters were on alert in eastern Syria one day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. airstrikes came a day after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded several other Americans. After the U.S. airstrikes, rockets were fired at bases housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria. It's not the first time there's been an exchange of fire between Iran and the U.S. in Syria. However, it comes at a sensitive time. The latest strikes threaten to upend new efforts for peace in the region. President Joe Biden defended the U.S. airstrikes.
Make no mistake, the United States does not emphasize seek conflict with Iran, but be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
A statement issued by the Iranian Consultative Center in Syria warned the U.S. not to carry out further strikes in Syria. I'm Karen Chamas.
An explosion at a chocolate factory in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania on Friday killed two people. Eight people were injured in the blast, according to authorities, and nine are missing. West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin said on WFMZ News, emergency responders quickly responded.
The emergency responders, including the fire department and law enforcement, immediately responded to the scene to secure the area and provide assistance to those affected. We are very thankful for the assistance we are receiving. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation.
Officials say one building was destroyed and another was damaged in the blast. And as you heard, the cause of the explosion is not yet clear. Several people were injured Saturday following clashes between French police and people protesting construction of a reservoir. The clashes came